Thunder.
Is Armed American Radio.
If they want to take my guns, they're going to have to bring a station wagon and a whole lot of friends, because I'm not giving them anything.
From the CAR Firearms Group Studio.
Mark, we know they want to take our guns, and now we're going to make them eat it.
Freedom might be an uphill battle sometimes, but freedom will always prevail.
Proudly presented to you by X Insurance.
X Insurance.
Here is your host of Armed American Radio, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting for your rights, Mark Walters.
Welcome inside Armed American Radio's Monster Cast, the CAR Firearms Group studios lit up for you today on the Lead Slingers microphone. Every moment of it presented to you by X Insurance. Wow, do we have a lot to discuss with you today. 3 hours is going to move quickly. We've got a lot to cover for you, so we're going to kind of jump right in fast. Obviously, we've got Buffalo to talk about, and now a late-breaking story of a church shooting out in California. Still getting some information on that. We don't know a lot about it yet, but we are finding out more about Buffalo as time marches on, and we're going to talk about all of that. We're going to talk about the CDC. What are they up to? The shenanigans at the CDC, mind-boggling, but it never ends. It just never ends. And we're going to talk about the Ninth Circus. And we're all, because a big ruling in California, I have a number of very pertinent questions for Mr. Gottlieb in just a moment about that. Just want to set the show up for you quickly before we go to Mr. Gottlieb. And strict scrutiny. I'm going to ask him to dig into that again and explain it to you. I've had a lot of questions from listeners about that. And I got to tell you, I'm impressed, because many of you actually read that decision or a part of it and weren't just headline surfing. And that's a big deal. And strict scrutiny played a role there. And we'll ask Alan about that, because we are now on the cusp of getting a decision in the New York case. The Supreme Court is going to release more decisions on Monday. Could they be releasing the New York case? Maybe the Dobbs case? We don't know. Likely not. But we will talk about that with Mr. Gottlieb today, the absolute importance of strict scrutiny and the Ninth Circus and what it means as we get ready and brace for this huge Second Amendment decision coming out of the Supreme Court in the New York case. Alan is going to be here. Patricia Huff from Gunbroker following Alan in the second half of the hour. We've got some bestsellers to cover for you. We're a little bit late on that because she was a little bit busy and we're able to bring her in today. AWR Hawkins at the top of hour two. At the bottom of hour two, Jessica Jarvis from North American Arms will be here. Give us some of her take on some of the current events busting out around the country today and what's happening at North American Arms. There's an ownership change there. We'll explain that. And then a classic Armed American Radio roundtable with Neil McCabe, Brad Primo, and Justin Moon. Let's get started with Mr. Alan Gottlieb. We're jumping right in. Alan, how are you today, my friend? A pleasure, as always, to have you on the national broadcast.
Well, it's good to be with you today, Mark. I just wish what happened in Buffalo didn't happen.
Here we go again, right? And as we get more information on this, there's a couple little nuances I want to talk with you about it. But because Buffalo is on everybody's mind, we know now that yet again, we've got in this case an 18-year-old racist punk who bought his guns legally, who we now know, Alan, was on law enforcement's radar yet again. He had been investigated by the New York State Police. They had him locked up and evaluated mentally. He was let go. He had made threats against a school. And here we go again. His background was not completely unknown. How do we stop this when we see this? This happens far too frequently, Mr. Gottlieb.
Well, Mark, let me say it's hard to stop, and these kinds of things do slip through law enforcement, and it's going to happen. First of all, I want to thank the police in Buffalo who got there within 2 minutes, yeah, which is amazing, but you can see how much damage can happen in 2 minutes and why it's so important to allow people to have their own firearms be able to be carried for self-protection, because this is what can happen even if it takes only 2 minutes for the police to arrive. But I want to thank the police for an amazing effort getting there that quickly. Likewise, I can't totally blame the police for what happened and him slipping through the cracks. I don't know all the details. But again, what bothers me more than anything is to watch the gun prohibition lobby in this country and a lot of the anti-gun politicians immediately start blaming it on people owning guns rather than people slipping through the cracks in the system who were already stopped by the police and had a mental evaluation. It really, really bothers me. But I just want to switch gears on this just for one small second because I'm going to make a prediction. And I hope I'm right. And I have no inside information in making this prediction. But on the Supreme Court case that you talked about in your opening, that we hope is going to overturn the New York carry law, which I believe it will, I'm going to predict that Justice Clarence Thomas is going to write in an opinion, it's part of the majority, that if you live in a place like Buffalo, New York, and you're black, it's next to impossible to ever get a permit to carry a firearm to protect yourself. And that's one of the reasons why these laws need to go. They're highly discriminatory against people who are most at risk.
You know, I thought about that today, too. Do you think, Alan, that he is going to get to write the decision? Do you think that will happen, or will this be Roberts? I know I'm asking you to guess.
I don't know who's going to write the opinion. I'm going to guess it's not going to be Alito because he's writing a big hot one right now. Right. So that's going to move it to somebody else, and it's a very good chance that it will be Thomas. But I think if Thomas doesn't write the main opinion, he will write that tag on at being, a black American who supports Second Amendment rights, who's been outspoken about, discriminatory carry laws in the past. I will bet you that Thomas addresses this.
I hope you're right, because I think he will. Question, just off the top of my head here while I'm talking with you. Is it too late for them to make changes in the decision at this point, or can they pull it and make changes right up until the time they release it?
Well, usually what happens is somebody circulates a draft opinion, then the people in the minority who are dissenting from the opinion will write their dissent, and then the people in the majority will reaffirm their majority so they can address anything the minority in their dissent brings out. So I'm assuming that it's still all possible as of right now to change some of the stuff in the opinion at this point. I can't say right up to when it's released. That may be a little bit too late. I'm not exactly sure about that. But I believe we're going to win the New York carry case. And this is an event that's happened in Buffalo, this horrible ridiculousness, this killer on the loose, is surely not going to change that opinion.
I hope you're correct about that. I have to. One of the things that crossed my mind today when I was reading this, we had a police officer there who was working as an armed security guard at the grocery store in Buffalo, who engaged immediately. This guy literally fits the definition of a hero. He does. He fired number of rounds at this racist punk, and the kid was wearing body armor. And I'm already seeing the left say, see, guns don't matter. See, guns don't matter, no matter how many guns. This guy stopped and probably saved multiple lives with his engagement in his heroic actions and slowing this individual down. And dare I say that if someone were there to back him up, that it likely could have been stopped. And I think you're right about Thomas making those comments. I hope you're right about that. Do you want to comment on that before we move on?
No, it's just, I hate the fact that the anti-gun movement uses these kinds of, not even called tragedies, this is just disgusting actions. I mean, it's had to be a sick individual in many, many ways to do something of this nature. And it should be throwing the book at him. I like one of the relatives, one of the victims said that they hope they give him 80 years and lock him up with a black man in the same cell.
Oh, boy. Yeah. I tell you, and the I, my own personal view, we know this kid did it. He's already pled not guilty. And when we have all of this evidence, I'd like to see the judicial system move rapid fast, as in warp speed, as in we know you did this. You've pled not guilty. Let's give you a quick trial right now, and then let's string you up. But that's not a way our system works. But I tell you, I'm not alone in that thought. I am not alone in that thought process. Alan, we've got to move quickly with you. Let's talk about the Ninth Circuit. Let's go there. This was a Second Amendment Foundation case along with the Firearms Policy Coalition. It looks like we drew a favorable three-judge panel in this case. Tell us about it quickly. We'll let you take it to the break, and then we'll interrupt you with that break and bring you back after the break. Go ahead.
Yeah, the three-judge panel had two Trump appointments to the court, and that's why, you know, presidents matter. The judicial appointments leave a legacy to, you know, protecting our Second Amendment rights, and thank heavens that Trump was president to appoint these two people, mean tweets aside. And the fact of the matter is what happened here is we got a strict scrutiny ruling on top of that, which is really important because a lot of the district courts have been erring in applying an intermediate scrutiny and then pretending it's really a rational basis and not really even intermediate scrutiny. And so the scrutiny level is extremely important, meaning it's the core right itself. But I think there's a more important part of this case that's fallen under the radar that most people didn't pick up on at all. And that is, you know, the Second Amendment Foundation has filed a number of these cases for 18 and 20-year-olds to be able to, you know, own firearms in the country. And what happens to us is they get timed out because it takes so long in the courts. So if these 18 to 20-year-olds become 21, the judges then rule it's moot and won't address the merits of our case. And it's been very, very frustrating. In this case, the appeals panel basically gave the association standing for, like, the Second Amendment Foundation to made it equal to basically a class action suit so that you don't time out. And even if your other individual plaintiffs become of age to get out of, you know, the ban on them buying or owning a firearm, the organization, the associations can keep the case alive.
All right, let me stop you right there. We'll stop and we'll come back to Mr. Gottlieb right after this. Don't go away.
It's well known that we live in a world where even good police officers can become targets for frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide liability insurance for police officers to eliminate your exposure and to protect you. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
As host of this program, I am proud, very proud, to welcome Daniel Defense to our airwaves. Founded in 2001 by President and CEO Marty Daniel, Daniel Defense is now the world's leading manufacturer of the finest AR-15 style rifles, AR style pistols, bolt action rifles, and accessories for civilian, law enforcement, and military customers. Daniel Defense is a family owned and privately held firearms manufacturer in Black Creek, Georgia, not far from these AAR studios. 20 years of manufacturing freedom has evolved into one of the most respected and recognizable firearms the world has ever seen. All Daniel Defense products carry a lifetime warranty, and the Daniel Defense name remains unmatched in quality, precision, and world-class customer service. To learn more, visit DanielDefense.com. That's DanielDefense.com.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hey guys, Mark here. No music in the background for this spot. I want you to hear what I'm telling you here. You know from listening to the show that our partner, GunBroker.com, is celebrating over 20 years in business. But what you didn't know is that there are now over 6 million registered users. Think about that for a second. 6 million registered users. And it gets better. There are over 1 million. That's 1 million items listed every single day. Every single day. So I promise you that if you can't find it on your store shelves, you'll find it at GunBroker.com. That's GunBroker.com. Go register. It's 100% free. Hey guys, this hour of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Daniel Defense in its entirety, makers of the best AR M4 platform rifles and AR pistols on earth. Visit DanielDefense.com for more info. Welcome back to the show.
Welcome back to the show. Indeed, the Car Firearms Group Studios lit up for you on the Lead Slingers mic. One very quick segment left with Alan and a lot to cover, so we're jumping right in. All of it presented by X Insurance. Mr. Gottlieb, I didn't do a very good job for listeners across the country on hundreds of radio stations when I jumped into the Ninth Circus. Could you give us a brief explanation as to what the case was about? And then I want to ask you to explain strict scrutiny and why this is so important. You've done it before. I'm going to have to ask you to do it again because it's a little complicated. Go for it.
Well, I want to be extra brief with it this time because you can catch me back another time. This case was California had a ban on 18, 20-year-olds being able to buy semi-automatic rifles. This challenged that in court, and this is the appeals court ruled in our favor using strict scrutiny, which means that all the government has to, all the justification for why they're trying to ban this is on the government, not on the individuals who want to buy the guns. You know, it also affected the store's right to be able to sell the guns to the 18 to 20-year-olds as well. There's three levels of scrutiny: rational basis, intermediate scrutiny, and strict scrutiny. Strict scrutiny is like what usually gets done on First Amendment cases, in which the Second Amendment, a lot of the anti-gun judges don't want to use because it really codifies our rights really well, and so they try to skip it. This also, by the way, impacts this case. Let me real quick before I wrap it up. This case also impacts a Washington state ban on 18 to 20-year-olds having semi-automatic firearms as well. That was passed by the voters a few years back with billions of dollars spent by Bloomberg and other billionaires to force it down the voters' throats. And so this challenge, this one is great because that's also at the appeals court level in the Ninth Circuit as well. So this bodes well for that case, too.
All right. And for those of you who are in Florida thinking, well, wait a minute, we have a ban on 18 to 20-year-olds signed by our former governor, now our current senator, Scott. Alan, this does not impact Florida because this is a Ninth Circuit ruling that only impacts the states in the Ninth Circuit, correct?
Well, it directly impacts the Ninth Circuit, but it will be used as, quote unquote, pushing points to push other circuits to follow suit and do the same thing.
Do we expect the California AG to appeal this to an en banc panel?
I expect it will go en banc for two reasons. One, because they're obstinate and they hate guns. And the second reason is because the Washington State case as well is sitting at an appeals court level, too. So because there's two cases in the same circuit, the odds are it's going to go en banc.
Okay. And I won't ask you to make a prediction on that. We'll wait and see when that happens. Do you have any idea when that could happen? Not an outcome, but when that could happen. Will it be quick?
I don't think it'll be quick.
Okay. All right. Good. All right. We'll let that stand. The CDC. Oh, here we go. I talked about this on the weekday show, Alan, and this is exactly why we don't want the CDC getting taxpayer funds. What is up with the Centers for Disease Control now? What are they telling us? You had another press release out. Let's go there.
Yeah, this was from the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, the other group that I work with, obviously. And we basically claim they're up to their old tricks again under the Biden administration. They put out a bunch of news releases about how, gun-related violence has spiked and gone crazy. But they took it out of context. They didn't bother to talk about all crime quote unquote, has gone out, you know, spiked and gone crazy. So they're talking about how your Second Amendment is a public health problem. And they pulled out only certain data out of the crime report. They didn't put out all the data. And if you examine all the data, there's significant other crime in this country that's gone up significantly more than any crime committed with firearms. Likewise, crime has gone up with knives and other weapons as well. So they're only going to give you part of the picture and push the anti-gun narrative, which furthers the Biden administration's, you know, gun prohibition agenda. And so we push back at them and let everybody know that don't scapegoat, gun rights to advance your gun control agenda isn't going to work.
All right. Guns and abortion, Alan, are two topics that draw the most ire and vitriol from the opponents of each side. We know that to be the case. The left feels like they're riding high right now based on their polling that shows abortion behind the economy, number two. They feel like they're in the lead because of this leak. Now we've got this shooting in Buffalo. We're already seeing them attack. If you go online, you see the attacks on what they think is coming. Mayor Adams was all over it again in New York relative to the upcoming SCOTUS case. And now we've got this shooting in Buffalo, and we've got one breaking as we speak now. We still don't know enough to talk about it, listeners. If we get new information during the show today, we will do that. I can promise you that. They're using this already. Are they going to get traction here, Alan? Should we be concerned about this?
We should always be concerned about it because they have the national media as a megaphone, and they're definitely going to pull out all the stops to try and do it, especially in an election year, an election cycle, important midterms coming up. I think so far we've been able to stop them in the past, and if people continue to support gun rights groups so that we can continue to run national TV ads and things of that nature, I think we'll be able to stop them again.
All right, let's talk about the national TV ads that we have running. We touched on it briefly last week. How much longer, because they've never been more important now than they are right now today, how much longer will these spots be running on all of those channels that we were talking about last week? It's a huge campaign we have going.
Well, last week we talked about buying it for the week, which is our 18th consecutive week. The Second Amendment Foundation will be on national TV on like 24 cable networks. We have the money we bought next week as well. So we're going to be into 19 weeks for sure. Of course, next week will be a critical week for this issue. So I'm really glad we're up back on TV. That's really important for the narrative to make sure the other side doesn't totally dominate the airwaves.
All right, let me take you to Hawaii quickly. The amicus brief that we filed in the Young case out in Hawaii. I've had a lot of questions lately from listeners. I've got a number of emails, so let me throw this out at you while we have a couple minutes. Can the New York case wipe out or moot the Young case, which has been ongoing now for a number of years, which is also a right to carry case in Hawaii? Can the New York case, if the decision is broad enough, moot that case in Hawaii?
Well, let me say that what we talked about last week was not the same, that case. We talked about a case of the requirements in Hawaii, what it's like to try to be able to buy a gun to begin with, not carry it, but just be able to buy which is being challenged in court. New York's a carry case. The Young case was a carry case in Hawaii. And in fact, it's a very good chance that it will, in fact, impact Hawaii. I'm pretty sure that to some extent it will. My hope is that it depends on how the opinion is written, but I'm hoping it goes far beyond just New York and really goes into the fact that your right to carry a firearm for self-defense doesn't stop at your front door.
All right, moving quickly, I was talking with Cam Edwards on Friday's Armed American Radio's Daily Defense Weekday program, Alan. And Cam had some fantastic insight on the possibility of yet another Second Amendment case being heard. And that would be one of the cases that you and I have discussed, and that's the Maryland assault weapons ban case. No matter how wide a net is cast in the New York State Rifle and Pistol Association v. Bruin case in New York, it will have nothing to do with an assault weapons ban, nor will it touch what Scalia talked about in common use. 30 seconds. Could that be the next case, and are you hopeful that we can finally get something on these bans before the Supreme Court?
Well, I sure hope so. That case out of Maryland is a Second Amendment Foundation case, assault and ban. It's already been briefed, to the Supreme Court. It's waiting for a cert petition that's there to be granted. 26 state attorney generals have argued the court should hear our case, along with significant legal scholars that have put in a brief as well. It's sitting there, and I'm hoping the court picks it up for the next term.
I tell you what, guys, you heard it right from Alan Gottlieb. I hit him with a lot of questions, a lot of quick answers. He had no idea what we were going to discuss today. We did not talk about it in advance. Mr. Gottlieb, you are a treasure. God bless you for everything you do. Ladies and gentlemen, join us, please, at saf.org, saf.org. Thank you, Mr. Gottlieb in Washington. We'll be back with Patricia Huff.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Leadslinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Leadslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadslingersWhiskey.com today.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my new product, My Slippers. They took me over 2 years to develop because I didn't want just an ordinary slipper. My slippers are meant to be worn all day long, no matter what you're doing, whether you're inside or outside. My slippers come with an exclusive three-tier cushioning system that you won't find in any other slipper. It combines two layers of foam, including my proprietary My Pillow Foam, and a patented impact shell made from U.S. soybeans. My three-tier cushioning system is going to help relieve pressure points, provide that micro support you need for all day comfort, and help prevent fatigue. Not only that, my slippers are made with high quality leather and a premium indoor outdoor sole that make them extremely durable. I personally guarantee they're going to be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own.
Hey, it's Mark, and you know Mike supports the right to keep and bear arms, and we support Mike. Please visit MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener specials box and use promo code AAR for all of Mike's great discounts, or call 800-978-9358, and remember, use promo code AAR.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
As host of this program, I am proud, very proud, to welcome Daniel Defense to our airwaves. Founded in 2001 by President and CEO Marty Daniel, Daniel Defense is now the world's leading manufacturer of the finest AR-15 style rifles, AR style pistols, bolt action rifles, and accessories for civilian, law enforcement, and military customers. Daniel Defense is a family owned and privately held firearms manufacturer in Black Creek, Georgia, not far from these AAR studios. 20 years of manufacturing freedom has evolved into one of the most respected and recognizable firearms the world has ever seen. All Daniel Defense products carry a lifetime warranty, and the Daniel Defense name remains unmatched in quality, precision, and world-class customer service. To learn more, visit DanielDefense.com. That's DanielDefense.com.
The voice of reason on KQAM, Wichita's Big Talker, and you're tuned into the Armed American Radio Network. Now let's get back to the man himself, Mark Walters.
Wow, welcome back inside Armed American Radio's Car Firearms Group studios on the Lead Slingers mic, all presented by X Insurance. A lot of information, Greg, that we just threw at Mr. Gottlieb. and we got rapid fire responses from him on about five or six topics.
Yeah, I haven't heard him talk that fast in quite a while.
Yeah, he's a pro. He knows where he is. He knows where we are with the timing. Not our first rodeo, right, from a production standpoint. So he knew, he could tell that we wanted to get that information in. I have some more questions for him, but I think we got to the meat of it. I think you'd agree, right? We got to most of it?
Absolutely. He got those precise answers out, and that was what was artful about his responses.
Artful. Great way to describe it. I'll tell you, next week we'll get some more info on him. From him on that strict scrutiny. I know he was kind of holding back a little bit on that because it's a little bit complicated. But nonetheless, we got a huge ruling from the Ninth Circus out there in California on that case, which was huge on that 18 to 21-year-olds. Florida doesn't impact you, but it will in the long run. But as Mr. Gottlieb said, expect to see an appeal for an en banc panel of that Ninth Circus out there, and it might not be as friendly as the one we just drew. Patricia Huff is probably the only person I can think of that I can bring in after Alan to fill those shoes and have some fun with. Patricia Huff, how are you?
Oh, I'm great, but I definitely can't fill those shoes.
You do a pretty good job at it. You know, I was just looking at what we're going to cover with you today, and we're going to cover pump shotguns new and pump used, but also over-under new and over-under used, and I don't think we've covered that as a category. We've had some over-unders new and used in the lineup, but I don't think we've ever covered it as a category.
Yeah, so it's been a minute, but, you know, with the whole turkey hunting situation going on right now, it seems appropriate.
The timing is great. Before we get started on these guns, you just attended the National Shooting Sport Foundation Leadership Conference. And I should have been at that. You asked me if I was going. I should have been there as a member of NSSF, as a donator, a sponsor. I feel like I should have been there. Tell me what I missed and tell listeners what happened there, because as the industry trade group, what goes on there is very important.
Gosh, that's such a great question. I mean, it was so 2 days packed full of, you know, amazing information for the industry. So, yeah, I wish you had been there.
Yeah. Was there anything breaking? I'll be at the next one. I can promise you that. But do we get anything breaking that we need to know that you can tell us?
No, not anything breaking. I would say it was pretty more about industry leadership opposed to about breaking news. So, I don't know that you missed anything, but I missed you being there.
Well, I'll tell you what, I thought you were talking about NRA, and I said, oh, no, oh, I'm gonna miss that NSSF conference, and it was in a great place, too. Okay, let's get started. Let's talk about, ladies and gentlemen, Patricia Huff from GunBroker.com. We're, as we do with her every month, we're a little bit delayed by a couple weeks on this one because I was traveling a week prior, and she was at the conference and just got back. We had to get settled in. Both of us did. So lo and behold, here we are. We cover the best sellers from the previous month at GunBroker, which is the industry powerhouse, make no mistake. And today we're going to cover pump shotguns. Let's start with pump shotguns new. Number five, the Winchester SXP. Tell us about it.
Yeah, let's do it. The Winchester SXP is short for Super X Pump. So while this shotgun has classic styling, it has a lot of great 21st century features like a muzzle forward balance and three different choke tube options. And Winchester claims the model SXP is the fastest pump action shotgun in the world.
Wow, I wish we had more time because I'd love to find out why they claim that. Maybe we can talk about that in an upcoming show. Number four, SDS Imports SLB X2. What's up with that one? I'm not familiar with it.
Yeah, so this is a mouthful. The SDS SLB X2 is a pump-action shotgun featuring a Picatinny rail on the forend as a 4140 barrel with Vanelli chokes and a Monte Carlo stock with a pistol grip.
Do we have a price on that? It sounds like really expensive with what you just described.
I know, isn't that right? But so I saw it around 6:30 tonight at a penny, no reserve.
Okay, so good. That's doable and it's within reach. Number three is, you know, one of the venerables. It's one of the classics. It's the Mossberg Maverick 88. Very common shotgun and priced very well.
Yeah, definitely. The Maverick 88 is a series of pump-action shotguns chambered in either 12-gauge or 20-gauge. And Maverick Arms is a subsidiary of Mossberg, which you alluded to. And the 88 is a less expensive design of the Mossberg 500 that we'll discuss in a minute.
Okay, so you're giving some stuff away, but I'm going to tease this because
I am.
I'm not going to really tease it because it's in front of me and I'm going to say it, but I don't think we've ever covered a shotgun list that this shotgun was not in the top two, and this, of course, being the Remington 870.
Yeah, right. So the Remington Model 870 is a popular pump-action shotgun. It's widely used by the public for sport shooting, hunting, and self-defense. And it's used by law enforcement and military organizations worldwide.
Yeah, it is. It rides in virtually every vehicle, both military and U.S. law enforcement. And as you mentioned, around the globe, it is a I've got one. And I'm telling you, it is as reliable as the day is long. Number one, not a shock. We've talked about it before. Maybe if I'm shocked, it might be because one and two, I might have guessed would be reversed. But number one is a Mossberg 590 Shockwave.
Yeah, so we've seen the Mossberg 590 Shockwave in the number one position before. But like what I always say is that the Mossberg 590 Shockwave is hard to classify because you can consider it a shotgun because it fires shot, but you don't shoot this gun from the shoulder. So it's really not a shotgun, according to like ATF. So choose the Mossberg 590 Shockwave for personal offense if you're looking for a short-barreled shotgun.
Yeah, those of you on the stream, by the way, I just saw the telegram. My mic was muted. I apologize. Okay on the radio for you, but on the stream, we've corrected that for you. Hence the term or the name Shockwave, okay? It's a great gun.
Right.
Okay, the use. Let's move through those. Let's try to get through these in this segment. Number five in pump use is the Browning BPS.
Right. The Browning Pump Action Shotgun, or BPS, is offered in 12-gauge only. There are three versions, hunting and trap. Both models are fitted with a ventilated rib. The Buck Special model, intended for shooting slugs, is fitted with open rifle sights. And lefties, like me, like this shotgun because it's ambidextrous.
Now, it's a Browning. Price point here?
Yeah, so I saw it today a few hours ago at $250.
No reserve?
In an auction.
Wow.
No, there was a reserve, but okay. I couldn't see what that reserve was.
We wouldn't want to give that away anyway, but a Browning, it's going to be up there. They're absolute classics. Number four, again, we'll move quickly because it's the Mossberg Maverick 88. Not a shock, but it's in the fourth position.
Right.
Number three is the Mossberg 500. You mentioned the Mossberg 500. It's an offshoot. Both of these guns are very similar. Both are priced really nice. They're both priced right. So I guess we can move past number three as well.
Sure.
Okay, let's go to number two, the Winchester 1912.
Yeah, so the Winchester Model 1912, also commonly known as the Model 12, is an internal hammer pump action shotgun with an external tube magazine. It was popularly named the most perfect repeater at its introduction, and additionally, it largely set the standard for pump action shotguns over its 51-year high-rate production life.
Wow. Okay. Number one was the Remington 870, which we've already discussed. So let me go back with the 20 seconds we have left on the Mossberg 500. Do you have a price on that? Did you see a price point on that Mossberg 500, which was in spot number three?
Yeah, I know. I did. So $26.
I was going to, even brand new, these guns are very reasonably priced. Ladies and gentlemen, you can see all of this at gunbroker.com. If you want to buy something out there, you'll be one of the people that made one of these make the list. And at gungenius.com, if you want to follow these by using the filters for the pump new and the pump used. When we come back, we're going to cover over under new and over under used with Patricia Huff from gunbroker.com. We'll be right back. Hey guys, Mark here, and you know, from listening to the program, you know that our partner, GunBroker.com, is celebrating over 20 years in business. But what you might not know is that there are over 6 million registered users. I want you to think about that for a second. 6 million registered users. And it gets better. There are over 1 million, that's 1 million items listed every single day. I know you can't find what you're looking for on your store shelves. You're no different than I am. I can promise you that what you can't find, you will find at GunBroker.com. It's real simple. GunBroker.com. Go there today. Register like I did. It's 100% free.
As a gun owner, have you ever thought about the liability that would come with having to use your weapon in self-defense? Or the liability that would come with having one of your guns stolen or misused? Or perhaps you work in a profession like security or law enforcement that requires you to carry a gun. Regardless, it's well known that responsible gun owners and security professionals across the country have become targets of frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom firearm liability insurance to eliminate your exposure and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits do arise, we aggressively fight them. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us, and we can work with them to fill any gaps in your existing policy. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
I promise you a new year in 2020 on Armed American Radio. Now you get to say hello to Bersa. Born in Argentina and raised by shooters all over the world, Bersa is amazingly accurate, predictable, and reliable. Also, more safety features than you can imagine with added value in every single trigger pull. It's a gun you'll definitely want to own. Home defense, concealed carry, competition, target shooting, first-time buyer, seasoned gun owner. Whether you want something for your purse or service and security, say hello to Bersa. Bersa.com. Bersa.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
Carr, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics. Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Carr Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
AAR self-defense fans, I am extremely excited to be introducing you to the latest, most effective non-lethal self-defense product I think I've ever seen. It's called the Defense Alert Device, or the DAD, by Tigerlite. When I saw this device, I immediately reached out to the owner. At only 5 inches long and 4.6 ounces, this thing can be openly carried in the palm virtually everywhere. My 18-year-old daughter now carries this thing, as does my wife. Consisting of a chemical spray and a powerful 5-mode blinding light, the DAD, when activated, also sends an alert and your GPS location to any of your contacts anywhere in the world, alerting them to your situation. This thing is life-saving and can be carried by anybody, hiking, leaving work, whatever the situation. Check out the Tiger Light, at tigerlight.net. Use the promo code AAR15 and get 15% off. The first 20 that do that will also get free shipping. This thing is the real deal. My kid carries it. I trust it. You can trust it. Tigerlight.net. AAR15. Take 15% off. First 20 of you get free shipping.
Mike Gallagher wanting to let you know that the crew of the Desperado Sport Fish in Virginia Beach, Virginia supports Armed American Radio and the Second Amendment, and I'm right there with them. Now back to Mark Walters.
Hundreds of radio stations picking us up on the Carr Firearms Group, in the Carr Firearms Group studios on the Lead Slinger's mic. Tomorrow it is the GunBroker.com studios for 2 solid hours. And in the second hour, it's the Fort Worth Armory mic. More about our partners coming up soon, but all of it presented by X Insurance. Those of you who were listening and as or watching the show on your devices or on your television sets and you found that I was muted, some of you in the chat want to know if we're due you some spicy sausage during the break. The answer is yes, so we'll give you something fun. Thanks for hanging in there with us. Patricia Huff from GunBroker.com, welcome back. Patricia, I noticed a comment from Vern, who is commenting while we're live, and he says, the Satori 12-gauge over-under is on the wish list. I believe the Satori is in our list, too.
Definitely check it out. It's definitely on the list of April top shotguns. So, and there are many available on GunBroker.com, so definitely check it out.
Go check it out, guys. Over-under new. And now, this is a category I'm not real familiar with, the over-under shotguns. I'll be honest with you. Number five, the Mossberg Gold Reserve. I am not familiar with number five or number four. So tell us about number five, the Gold Reserve Mossberg.
Yeah. So, right. The Gold Reserve is part of a line of over-unders manufactured for Mossberg by Khan Arms in Turkey. Mossberg's over-under range is separated into silver reserve and gold reserve lines. And we'll discuss the silver reserve up next. But the gold reserve is really intended for competition shooters, while the silver is great for hunting.
Okay, so let's go with a price point on number five, because it sounds pricey, and usually a shotgun designed for that kind of is. Am I right?
I know, right? But like the price point is pretty great. So it's $749.99. So,
wow.
it's a great deal right now. Yeah, great deal.
That's a Mossberg. Mossberg keeps their guns priced great. Number four, the Mossberg Silver Reserve 2. You were just alluding to that one. What's the price point on that gun, Patricia?
So it's $529.95.
Okay, very doable, guys. You can see all of this at gunbroker.com, and we make it simple for you. It's free to join, and millions of you have, and we love you for that. Keep joining over there. It's free, and that's how you support Armed American Radio and gunbroker.com. Number three, the Browning Satori 725.
Sure. The Satori 725 is an evolution of John M. Browning's legendary D25, now with the modern performance advantage of the low-profile receiver. The new 725 receiver is significantly lower than other Satori 12-gauge receivers, yet the 725 shares the renowned durability of generations of Satori over-unders with the same rugged, full-width hinge pin tapered locking bolt.
Now, the Browning Satori, difference between the two.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's number two.
Satori is next. I would say, based on what I'm seeing, the difference is price point, with the Satori 725 being about $1,200 more than the regular Satori.
Okay, so yeah, you're going to see, again, that's, you know, when you get the Brownings, you can get pricey on those. Let's go to number one, the Beretta 686 Silver Pigeon. And for the sake of time, I will tell you that it's number one. It is also number five in use, so we'll cover both of these at the same time. Tell us about that 686 Silver Pigeon one.
Yeah, right. That 686 Silver Pigeon has the most durable action on the market, and the flexibility of Beretta mobile choke system. It's very well designed to last through generations of hunters, and it's the best in class 686 action, which is both compact and low profile, yet extremely strong.
Price, is that extremely strong too?
Yeah, it's a little on the strong side. $1,650 is what I saw earlier today.
Okay, so it will likely go up from there. But guys, take a look at it. You can see everything about it at GunBroker. You can also follow along with us at GunGenius.com. Don't forget that. Number four, Stoeger Condor. What's up with this gun?
Yeah, so the Stoeger Condor is a suite of extremely affordable, high-value 12-gauge, 20-gauge, 28-gauge, and 410-gauge over-under break-open vented ribbed shotguns imported from Brazil. There are 20 different models that cover a wide latitude of finishes, barrel lengths, sights, and more, so it's easy to find something that you'll love with the Condor.
And number three is the Winchester 101. Now, this is, remember, used category. This was the third best seller on the list for over-under used.
Yeah, I know, but right, the styling and fast handling of the shotgun is legendary, and the 101 is super reliable. Today's model 101s are as great as the original Winchester, but with the added benefit of modern manufacturing techniques and an advanced low-profile design for handling performance.
Do you know when that gun was originally introduced by any chance? I don't mean to catch you off guard.
Ooh, no, you know what? I didn't do my homework, Mark. I didn't look it up.
You always do your homework. That's not normally a question
I know it's been around
for a long time. I just didn't know how long. Okay, well, let's move then to number two. Well, let me go to a price. Do we have a price on the Winchester?
Yeah, so I saw it at $515.
Okay, so that's reasonable. Again, likely it will go up. Guys, you can get in on these auctions simply by joining GunBroker for free at GunBroker.com. Number two, the Ruger Red Label.
Right. We've covered this one before. The Red Label is known for affordability, reliability, and handling. It was introduced in 1977 in 12-gauge and remained in production for over three decades. In 1979, Ruger began to offer the Red Label in 12-gauge and eventually a scaled-down version in 28-gauge. And the idea was to produce a quality U.S.-made over-under shotgun that was on par with handmade European shotguns, which I believe, like, I really think that Ruger successfully did.
It's a Ruger.
It's a Ruger.
Mm-hmm. It's a Ruger. Okay. I mean, that pretty much tells you. What kind of price are we looking at on that?
I saw it today at $11.50. Yeah, okay. Which I think is an excellent deal for this gun.
Yeah, I don't have a comparison point on that. I don't know enough about the gun. But I'll tell you what, like I said, it's a Ruger. And that's pretty much all you need to know. And number one, no shock here at all, the Browning Satori. Vern, if you're looking, the Browning Satori is over there. We've got 30 seconds. I'll let you close out with that one, Patricia.
Yeah, so the Browning Satori, we kind of discussed the Satori 725, but the original over and under Satori lineup comes with many proven models and configurations for every hunter and shooter's needs.
And you know what?
It really is a great all-around gun.
And it's a Browning. We can say that about these.
And it's a Browning.
And it's a Browning. I mean, top of the line. That's what you get, and that's what you find at GunBroker.com. Patricia Huff, as always, so much fun to have you here. So glad you're back safe from the NSSF. I'm glad you had a good time. I missed you there. Patricia Huff from GunBroker.com. Always a blast. Those are the top sellers in the two categories for the month of April. And you know what? In 2 weeks, we're going to talk about the month of May because time is flying right by. And it will be June, and we'll be talking about this month's top sellers. And we don't know what the category will be yet, but Patricia will let us know. Thank you for being here, Patricia, as always. AWR Hawkins from Breitbart News coming up. Boy, do we have a lot to cover with AWR Hawkins from Breitbart, who's been extremely busy over the last few days. And then Jessica Jarvis from North American Arms will be here to tell us what's going on with the ownership over there. And we'll get some current event updates and some thoughts and commentary from her, followed by the roundtable. We'll be back the other side of the hour. Don't go away.
Just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance
on the Armed American Radio Network.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012. 454-7012.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my new product, My Slippers. They took me over 2 years to develop because I didn't want just an ordinary slipper. My slippers are meant to be worn all day long, no matter what you're doing, whether you're inside or outside. My slippers come with an exclusive three-tier cushioning system that you won't find in any other slipper. It combines two layers of foam, including my proprietary My Pillow Foam, and a patented impact shell made from U.S. soybeans. My three-tier cushioning system is going to help relieve pressure points, provide that micro support you need for all day comfort, and help prevent fatigue. Not only that, my slippers are made with high quality leather and a premium indoor outdoor sole that make them extremely durable. I personally guarantee they're going to be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own.
Hey, it's Mark, and you know Mike supports the right to keep and bear arms, and we support Mike. Please visit MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Specials box and use promo code AAR for all of Mike's great discounts. Or call 800-978-9358 and remember, use promo code AAR.